You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Tuesday, October 10th, and that means it is time for Valley Talk. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Jamie Cassavant of Voice of Democracy. Jamie, how are you doing on this Tuesday?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, doing spectacular. It's a gorgeous day outside. Means it should be a great day as well. So you're with Voice of Democracy. So what is your role with the Voice of Democracy?
Well, it's one of the programs that is through the VFW and VFW Auxiliary. And it is a essay contest I'm just going to read this because nearly 27,000 high school students compete for more than $2 million in scholarships and incentives in the United States. Students compete by writing and recording an essay on audio on an annual patriotic theme. So every year the national commander chooses a theme. And the theme this year is, what are the greatest attributes of our democracy? Some of the rules, there's a whole form that is available. We will give you contact information for that. But the Voice of Democracy is open to students in grades 9 through 12. And the deadline is October 31st this year. And it's anyone who is enrolled in public, private, or parochial high school or home study programs in the United States. And it's a, you record 3 to 5 minutes, and they give you a plus or minus 5 second maximum. So that's what that one is. Pam DeLage is in charge of that one, and her contact number is 218-415-1615. And again, the deadline is October 31st. We've had winners from Minnesota the last couple years in Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen both. And the one young lady won, I believe it was $32,000 on the national level. So not on the state level, but on the national level. So that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways how you can win, and you know, there's a wonderful prize for all of the state first place winners. Mm-hmm. Not only is there the scholarship money, but they get an opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. which is a really neat thing, because anytime you get to go to D.C. and see all of the history there, it's really rewarding.
Yeah, it is. It's very much so. That's a wonderful way to earn some college money and to see the world, so...
What is the purpose of this competition?
The purpose of any program, scholarship type thing that we do with the VFW and VFW Auxiliary is to promote patriotism, to make people aware of our veterans, what they've gone through, what they've sacrificed, and to make sure that people understand the importance of saying thank you and remembering them on patriotic days. You know, just be a good American.
Yeah, we had Kurt Ellison on yesterday's Valley Talk, and hearing him talk was, it's very nice. And, you know, he mirrored the same thing, you know, just saying thank you to the veterans can go a long way.
It really can. It's a simple thing to do. Excuse yourself when you walk up to one and ask if you can just say thank you.
Yeah, it's something that's very rewarding. Too.
It is.
So a lot of great rewarding things that you can do just to remember the veterans and to thank them, and it's really nice. And you know, this is a competition. It's been around for quite some time, and as you mentioned, there have been some winners from Minnesota on both the state and national level. So it's for any high school student, really, it's a great opportunity for them to not just work on their writing skills, but also an opportunity to get some prizes too.
That's right. That's right. And to get a better understanding of, well, this year would be of democracy. So that was the Voice of Democracy one. So,
but the middle schoolers, they get an opportunity as well.
Yes. It's called the Patriots Pen. And that competition gives students the opportunity to write an essay. They do not, it's not audio. They just write the essay. And they also have a theme. And this year's theme is, how are you inspired by America? So that's a theme that they would need to use. It's open to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students that are enrolled in public, private, or parochial schools by October 31st. The deadline on this one, again, is the 31st of October. But it's a good way for the students to start out seeing how this works. And then when they get to high school, they can move into the Voice of Democracy and continue improving on their skills for that.
And this is the same thing like the high school competition, where you can also win on the state level.
Yes.
And as well at the national level, too.
Right. The first place national award is currently at $5,000.
Yeah, and an all expense paid trip to Washington, D.C. too, so you can join the high schoolers. And as you mentioned, this is a really great way for the middle schoolers to, you know, obviously not just prepare for the competition, but to kind of reflect and think bigger and kind of start that transition to thinking like an adult more than, right. You know, not thinking as much as a child anymore.
That's right.
And again, the contact information is very similar as the high school.
Yep. Pam is also in charge of that one. And again, her number is 218-415-1615.
I really am interested at the themes. I'd love to know how they come up with these themes, I'm guessing they change every year.
They change every year because the national commander makes the choice. So the National VFW Commander makes the choice of the theme for both those programs.
Yeah, they're very interesting. The How Are You Inspired by America for the middle schoolers is mm-hmm. that'd be a good one. Honestly, both of the themes, it'd be kind of fun if us adults could have some sort of essays to write about them too.
And honestly, you can go online on the VFW site and you can actually hear the winners from every for the last couple years are out there, so it's always interesting if you can't go, which we can't, but just to go and go online and listen to the inspiring words that they have, because they really are they are amazing what the kids can comprehend.
And how can students enter?
They can they just have to fill out the form. There's a form, and then the essay has to be written, or with the Voice of Democracy, I can leave this with you so you can see the application, and we can send it out, or we can email it to anyone who would like it. They just need to get a hold of us.
And the best way to get a hold of you guys are?
Well, it would be Pam would be the 218-415-1615. And my number is 218-289-0865.
And thousands of students compete in both the middle school and high school competitions. Mm-hmm. So it's a real honor if you're able to win this, right?
It is, very much so, yes.
Yeah, it says that, you know, over 125,000 students participate in the middle school essay, and over about 40,000 students participate in the high school essay. So there's a lot of competition. Yes.
They listen to a lot of essays or read a lot of essays throughout this process.
And the deadline is the 31st. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of the reason why we wanted to get you on, because there's still a lot of time for the students to be able to come up and, you know, think of how they want to write their essay, and for the high school students come up with a way how to write and record the essay too.
Yes, that's correct.
So the VFW and Voice of Democracy, there's not just these two essays going on. There are a couple of other things that you're involved with as well.
Yes, we have two other programs under a different programming area. Which is called Youth Activities. And one is called Get Excited for the Red, White, and Blue. And it is the VFW Auxiliary sponsors this one. And it's for students K through 12 to sing the national anthem. And they can be creative. They just cannot change the words. And they need to record it it has to be... A video must be recorded live, unedited. So, And that isn't due until March 31st. So there's plenty of time for this one. And there's two divisions. One is grades K through 8, and the other one is grades 9 through 12. First place in both categories is $500 gift card. Second place is a $300 gift card. And third place is a $200 gift card. So again, if anyone is interested in seeing the information, they can give me a call. My number is 218-289-0865.
Is this a local or national, regional type competition?
Yeah, it's a national.
So that's it's interesting. They break it up K through 8, and mm-hmm. I'm sure some of the kindergartners can even get really creative with the way they sing the national anthem. Yep. And you know, they're competing up against, you know, maybe 14-year-olds. It's quite the difference.
Yeah, it really is. The grade, the way they've broken it up is that's a big span for the first division. But that's how they have it set up. So it's fun to hear the recordings.
Yeah. Yeah, that must be really, really interesting seeing what students can come up with that creativity of, mm-hmm. you know, taking the national anthem and really doing anything they can with it.
Right.
And the deadline is in March of 2024, so mm-hmm. still a lot of time for...
A lot of time to start practicing.
Yeah, a lot of time to figure out how you want to do that, and then there's some other things as well.
Right, right. The other contest is called Illustrating America, and this, again, is a VFW auxiliary program, and it's for grades K through 8 total. And there's three separate divisions for those. But it is an art contest that encourages and recognizes our artists for patriotism through their art. So it's their creative mind putting something on paper about what patriotism is all about.
So that is, when's the deadline for that?
That one is, let's see here, March 31st. So there's a lot of time for that one yet, too. We wanted to get that out because it's a ways away, but it's not when you think about it. So, yeah. But it's there's the three divisions are K through 2, and then grades 3 through 5, and then grades 6 through 8. And first place in each one of those is a $100 gift card. Second place is a $50 gift card. And third place is a $25 gift card. So it has to be a two-dimensional, and it can either be on canvas or paper. So it gives them a lot of options. And again, there's a form to fill out, so with all the rules and regulations that are on it. And again, it would be my phone number that you'd call. So 218-289-0865.
So a lot of good competitions, and that one, they break up the divisions a little bit smaller there.
Right. Right. And that, yes, that's, but we've heard some young kindergarten singers that are excellent. So the other one that I just want to mention is it's called the Creative Patriotic Art Contest. It's called the Young American Creative Patriotic Art. And it is another national program. They have expanded it, so there's two-dimensional art and three-dimensional art. So we now have two separate contests in this area. And those are due March 31st also. So if you know someone who is very artistic, please get a hold of us, either Pam or I. We will get you the information that you need. And this, again, too, is a scholarship program. So it's a $2,500 first place scholarship on the national level. But it goes through all, you know, local, district, state. So it's when you go to national and see the talent from those artists, it's very heartwarming.
So three competitions that the youngsters get to sign up for mm-hmm. by March of 2024. A couple of competitions that are coming up as well. So we'll quickly recap all five of these competitions that are coming up, and then we have a couple of other things to get to before we wrap up this Valley Talk. So let's start with the middle school competition, the Patriot's Pen.
Okay, Patriot's Pen is due October 31st. And the theme is, I lost my paper here, just a minute.
How are you inspired by America?
There you go.
Yep.
And that would be Pam DeLage. So I've given her number a few times, but it's 415-1615. Then it would be the... Did you want to talk about the...
Yeah, yeah, let's talk. Let's
Voice
let's
of Democracy.
Yep.
Oh, I know where it is. That's why I need the theme again.
The theme for the high school competition is what are the greatest attributes of our democracy?
Thank you very much. Yep. I handed you the paper, so I got them away from me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
But and that's due October 31st, and it is an audio and an essay. When you do the essay, just a reminder, the audio has to fit it exactly, because whoever is competing or doing the judging, they have that essay in front of them. So if there's a word that's different, so it has to be exact.
Very key. Must be word for word. Mm-hmm. And both of those deadlines are on October 31st. Yes. And then we have three competitions in March.
Yes. We have the Illustrating America, which is the art contest for grades K through 8. And it just needs to be a patriotic theme. And it can be on canvas or paper. And it has to be two-dimensional. Then the Getting Excited for the Red, White, and Blue is the Star Spangled Banner contest. And that's grades K through 12. And that is due March 31st. And then the Creative Patriotic Art we just talked about, the two-dimensional and three-dimensional is the high school, and that is due March 31st as well. So if you have any questions, any concerns, ideas of how we could get this information out better, let us know. And again, my name is Jamie. My cell phone is 218-289-0865. So thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. And then Operation Greenlight.
Yes.
We talked about this yesterday with Kurt Ellison, but you guys are involved as well, and I feel like it's important enough to bring up a second time.
Yes. Operation Greenlight is going to be the week of November, of the Veterans Day week. And what we would like to do is see Crookston green, all the light bulbs in your yard lights, on your house, to have them as a green light, just as a making it aware of our veterans and what how special they are to us. And the auxiliaries, all three auxiliaries, DAV, American Legion, and VFW Auxiliary, will be working together to get light bulbs out to the public. Right now, we'll be handing some out at the Golden Link, and we're working with another business right now to see if we can do it there also.
And that week is November 6th through November 12th. And we hope to see many, many green lights throughout.
Many, many
Crookston.
Green lights. Yes, it was awesome last year. So
yeah, and then during that week, there's the Veterans Day dinner.
Yes, we always do a Veterans Day celebration. We do the 11/11/11 ceremony, which was the end of the war, 11th month, 11th day of the 11th hour, and we do it at 11 a.m. It will be done at the Golden Link Center, and we will be doing a meatball lunch afterwards. There will not be an evening meal this year. We are going to do it right after that ceremony. And it'll be a meatball dinner hosted by the Golden Link. And one thing you do have to do is it's for a veteran, any veteran, their spouse. Or if they don't have a spouse, they can bring one guest. Also for widows and widowers of veterans are who are able to come. And they need to call the Golden Link and sign up if they are going to be coming. So we need to account for the link so that they know how much food to prepare. And their number is 218-281-3072, I believe. So... but we're working on that together, the three auxiliaries in town. We do a lot of our stuff together, and that's we're all in it for the same reason. So we work well together.
Well, there was a lot of stuff that we discussed, Jamie. So many things. I'm sure people will have to replay it over and over to get all the information. But there was a lot of great information that you gave us. And we thank you very much, Jamie, for coming and talking about the five competitions again, two that end at the end of the month, the other three that end in March, and then Operation Greenlight, which is wonderful. And then the changes to the Veterans Day dinner, too.
Yes. We always appreciate Kerouac because you always give us time and it's enjoyable. So thank you very much.
It is our pleasure. So that was Jamie Cassavant of Voice of Democracy here on our Valley Talks.